Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with us this morning is Darren Frehill. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Rachel. Yeah, very busy day ahead for the Republic of Ireland women's and men's football team. So the women are in Sweden for their European qualifier. That's at 5:30. And then the men are at home to Hungary in a friendly at 7:45. So both games live on RTE2. The radio coverage is split. So the women's game will be on 2FM. That's 5:30 start there. And then Radio 1 Extra for the radio coverage in that particular game. We'll have a big preview and hear from both camps on the next bulletin here on Morning Ireland. In the SSE or Tricity League last night, St Patrick's Athletic and Dundalk played out a 5-goal thriller. Dundalk winning 3-2. Some serious subplots in this one. So Stephen Kenny obviously up against his former team, the Pats manager up against Dundalk, and John Daly, who was the manager of St Patrick's Athletic about a month ago, he got sacked and he was over Dundalk last night. And then for good measure, Stephen Kenny's son came on for Dundalk in the second half. So there was a lot going on in that particular game. But what about John Daly? He certainly didn't see this on the cards when he left Richmond Park just under a month ago.
Ah, look, it's always nice to come back and play against your old team. And I probably wasn't expecting to be back here as quickly as I was when I left. I'd obviously went back to Scotland to my family. I was supposed to be in Turkey right now. So they're obviously over there on holidays. I'm sure they were watching the game on LOI TV, or they'll be delighted. I need to get the kids their Dundalk tops, you know, because they'll be massive Dundalk fans now. So, no, but from my point of view, like, I know it's 3 points, whether it's against Derry, Pats, Shells, it's 3 points. And it's I had fantastic 2 years here. I love my time here and made a lot of friends here. And obviously the fans were great. We had a lot of success here and... but that's gone, that's moved on, and it's now full focus on Dundalk and trying to do as much as we possibly can to help them.
Yeah, that's John Daly. Derry City beat Waterford 3-0, but it looks to have come at a cost. Patrick McElhenney, he went off with a serious looking injury, brought to hospital afterwards after a clash with another player. Wishing him all the best and hope nothing too serious there. Sligo Rovers 2-1 winners against Drogheda United. Back to back wins now for Sligo. They've found form. Seamus Power birdie the final hole of his 36 hole qualifier to earn himself a place at next week's US Open. He'll join Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry and Tom McKibben in the season's third major of the year. It looks like Gary Ringrose is in line for a first Leinster appearance since January ahead of the URC quarterfinal against Ulster on Saturday. He suffered a shoulder injury 4 months ago. Leinster assistant coach Andrew Goodman has been giving Michael Corcoran this update.
He's sharp and he's still going through step to step around contact stuff and making sure that's all good, but you know, those steps are being ticked off, so hopefully through the week and we'll see how it goes.
It's Ulster at the weekend, and the head-to-heads against Ulster this year haven't exactly been memorable. Well, they've been memorable for Ulster, but not for Leinster.
Exactly, yeah. So, as we know, any inter-pro game, my experience here over the last 2 years has been tight, torrid affairs. There's a massive, I suppose, respect, but massive rivalry as well between the four provinces. So, yeah, we know it's going to be a game where we're going to have to get our prep as best we can day by day, because it's finals footy, and we know you know what's happened in the last few weeks. There's no complacency in terms of them beating us twice, and so the boys are motivated to get a great performance.
And the news not so good for Munster. Joey Carberry, Tom O'Hearn and Rory Scanlon are out of their game against Ospreys in the last eight at the weekend. The Jessica Harrington trained Fleur de Sheen won the inaugural Goran Classic yesterday. The Irish women's hockey team lost to Spain in the opening game of the Nations Cup 5-1, and Novak Djokovic has qualified for the quarterfinals of the French Open, but only just 5-setter against Francisco Cernuldo, and it looks like he might have picked up a knee injury in that one as well.